speaking of aloha, it's aloha time. Roscoe.
I'm here.
Hey, guy. How you doing?
What's shaking there?
It's vibe report time. You're shaking, we hope.
I knew that.
So where are you?
I'm back at the Pines.
Whoa, first vibe report from Tiny Pines in a long time. Could be the last.
It's like 2.5 months or something.
Wow, so you've been having fun since you're back in New York?
Yeah, it's been kind of cool, you know, checking it out, getting reacquainted with a few of the spots. That Wild Girls thing last night was pretty rocking.
Yeah, that was your first trip to Coney Island, right?
Yeah, well, I was there once with Kenny Laguna, you know, like 5 minutes after the cyclone closed, and he was screaming at the guy so hard that we got embarrassed, we had to leave. But that was pretty intense.
The cyclone?
Yeah, that first drop's pretty wild ride.
Yeah, folks, Laguna and I tripled up on a cyclone last night. We're the only ones on it.
There's nothing quite like it.
Yeah.
Plus, I like the idea of just walking around with a beer.
Oh, yeah. That's one of the few places where the cops don't care.
It was cool. They were giving, like, little sort of piggy front rides on their scooters, the cops were, when I got there for the sound check.
Only for the girls in the show, I think.
And little kids, too. You know what cops like.
Yeah. So what's today's vibe, Roscoe?
I don't know. Just sort of that. That thing was pretty great. Who's something going on at Ludlow tonight, did you say?
Courtney and Weston.
Is that something? Kind of something? I don't know.
I don't know, but I've been on again, off again thing, so I think I'm off tonight.
Okay. Yeah. Tomorrow night you're on for the power assist.
Yeah, I'm on tomorrow, so.
And
save it up and spend it later.
You're on the new Mojo Nixon album. Nice photo of you in the back, extremely drunk looking Roscoe and friends.
Yeah, the photographer was laying on his back on the ground, and that was during our poker party, I think.
You all were kicking him?
Yeah, we were getting ready to throw the blanket on him. To give him those anonymous blasts.
Well, yeah, Billy Davis looked like he was having fun.
He's a good guy.
Yeah, he knows how to have fun.
He's a pretty good guy.
And he doesn't hurt people, usually.
Well, that's good. I don't think he likes tequila. He's more of a scotch type dude.
Yeah.
What's with the feedback? I like it.
Is that us or you?
Maybe it's me. I got the little Panasonic thing in here happens to be able to do it today. Pulling an FMU all the way. I got it turned down, though.
Oh, so you don't have your anchor. That's what I thought the feedback was.
No, I was going to play the guitar, but then it's like to try to find a place to plug it in this room after 3 months of total disarray. There's a lot of tumbleweed in here, and I was just trying to clear off my desk.
I'll bet. With a snow shovel.
That's about the vibe, actually. I'm just trying to go through all this junk. Business cards, guitar picks, sign-you tabs, Alka-Seltzer Plus. I really like that Alka-Seltzer Plus. That's like a really good hangover deal.
Yeah, I don't know.
Hangover Helper, I think, is my favorite.
Yeah, but this Alka-Seltzer Plus, you know, like they got it at 7-Elevens and stuff. They wouldn't, out there in America, they wouldn't let you sell anything that called Hangover Helper.
Yeah, true.
It would acknowledge the fact of the deed in the first place.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Well.
So you're thinking about going to the voodoo ceremony at St. Patrick's tonight?
I don't know, I'm on again, off again.
I got a thing about chickens.
That's a double domino deal, right?
Yeah, I got a thing about chickens, so I'm not going.
Oh, yeah. I got a thing about chickens, and Jack's got one in a pot over here.
Cool. Specialty de maison, man.
Yeah, we've been going for the meat-eater vibe. It's been good to be back in New York. I already sushi'd, pizza'd, Southwest chickened.
You're Nathan's last night.
Nathan, oh man, last night.
It was great seeing a white cowboy hat at Nathan's.
Last night the score was 3 hot dogs, 1 hot Italian sausage with peppers and onions, some fries, a dozen beers, popcorn, yeah, that was right.
A little reverb.
I think I did a dozen raw clams, potato knish, and a dozen beers and some champagne.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that champagne. You know what I liked at Nathan's were those super-duper industrial pumps that blow the mustard out.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, wow, that's like serious. Like, you could see them, you know, maybe the Army would have something
Bruce
like that.
Bruce went for the super-duper to-go beer cup.
Yeah, the soggy beer cup action with straw and lid.
Mm.
Made me feel young again.
Yeah, I probably would have squeezed that thing, and then it would have exploded all over my loafers.
And what loafers they were?
The cowboy loafers.
Self-inflicted loafers.
All right.
Well, that's kind of the vibe report. It's a sleepy clean up your room kind of vibe report. You know, there's a lot of these young college folks that are just getting back today, you know, and they've kind of been going through their room, and then they're walking outside and changing their clothes every time they come home. And
what's the band t-shirt for this year's freshman class? I haven't quite figured it out.
I don't know, but the best t-shirt I saw in the Midwest, I don't think I could say what it said. Let's see, it had a picture of the American flag and said, hey, and then it had a word for the human rear end, try burning this one.
Sure.
That was kind of a good kind of a sort of conservative type of, you know, Midwest being all embroiled in the flag burning controversy.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
It's not art, dude. Well, I don't know. Low energy vibe, no electric guitar. My room's a mess. I can hear the magical music, and it's going to be fun to hang up.
Okay, Roscoe. Aloha.
See ya.
Easy there, big fella.
Oh, you know, it was good seeing a couple of those Wildcats showed up for that thing last night. It was, you could, you know, say that was a pretty excellent turnout.
Wildcat, oh, the girl motorcycle club?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, right. I haven't seen them in a long time.
Yeah, there was a couple of them out there.
They were at the infamous squat party.
Right, I kept thinking we should have got a hold of Joan and brought her down to that thing. I think she would have liked it.
To really to dance in it.
Yeah.
Joan Jett for next year's Go-Go-Rama?
Yeah, I think so. Or maybe she'd like to be a judge.
Yeah.
A judge?
Yeah, tart not bitter, right?
I wouldn't.
Yeah. All right, well, we'll catch you later. We'll see you at the Booze Pit 1 or 2.
Okay, guy.
Aloha.
Aloha, Roscoe.
Today's State of the Vibe Report.